Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort, a weekly update from SIU Press, the scholarly book publishing unit of SIU. Last week, we finished our exploration of some of the amazing books the press is spotlighting this February for Black History Month. This week, in celebration of President Abraham Lincoln's birthday, we're taking a dive into the press's Looking for Lincoln series, which explores locations in Illinois that were significant to Lincoln's life, career, and legacy. This series was produced in collaboration with the Looking for Lincoln Heritage Coalition, a not-for-profit organization dedicated to working collaboratively with local, state, and national partners across the Abraham Lincoln National Heritage Area to tell the stories of Abraham Lincoln's life and times, to provide high-quality experiences for visitors, economic opportunities for communities, and to improve the quality of life for residents. Looking for Lincoln partners with communities, organizations, and individuals dedicated to enhancing the communities and landscapes of Central Illinois through recognition and support of their significant natural, cultural, and historical legacies. For 23 years, Abraham Lincoln practiced law on the 8th Judicial Circuit in East Central Illinois, and his legal career is explored in Looking for Lincoln in Illinois, a guide to Lincoln's 8th Judicial Circuit. Author Guy C. Fraker directs readers and travelers through the prairies to the towns Lincoln visited regularly. Twice a year, spring and fall, Lincoln's work took him on a journey covering more than 400 miles. As his stature as a lawyer grew, East Central Illinois grew in population and influence, and the circuit provided Lincoln with clients, friends, and associates who became part of the network that ultimately elevated him to the presidency. This guidebook to the circuit features Illinois courthouses, Looking for Lincoln wayside exhibits, and other Lincoln points of interest. Fraker guides travelers down the long stretches of quiet country roads that gave Lincoln time to read and think, to the locations where Lincoln's broad range of cases expanded his sense of the economic and social forces changing America. James A. Cox of Midwest Book Review writes, "A guide to Lincoln's 8th Judicial Circuit will appeal to armchair travelers as well as tourists and offers amazing insights into the conflicts and conundrums Lincoln confronted during his younger years, all of which would help prepare him for his years as president during the American Civil War. Highly recommended." Although they inhabited different political, social, and cultural arenas, Abraham Lincoln and the pioneer generation of Latter-day Saints, or Mormons, shared the same 19th century world. Brian C. Andreessen's Looking for Lincoln in Illinois, Lincoln and Mormon Country, relates more than 30 fascinating and surprising stories that show how the lives of Lincoln and the Mormons intersected. This richly illustrated and carefully researched book expands on some of the storyboards found on the Looking for Lincoln story trail, from the Mormon capital of Nauvoo to the state capital of Springfield. Created by the Looking for Lincoln Heritage Coalition, this trail consists of wayside exhibits posted in sites of significance to Lincoln's life and career across 52 communities in Illinois. The book's keyed maps, historic photos, and descriptions of battles, Mormon expeditions, and events at inns, federal buildings, and even Lincoln's first Illinois log cabin connect the stories to their physical locations. Exploring the intriguing question of whether Lincoln and Mormon founder Joseph Smith ever met, the book reveals that they traveled the same routes and likely stayed at the same inns. The book also includes colorful and engaging looks at key figures such as Brigham Young, various Mormon apostles, and more. Anyone inspired by Lincoln, as well as Mormon and Illinois history enthusiasts, will appreciate this look back at a long past but not forgotten landscape. Looking for Lincoln in Illinois, Historic Houses of Lincoln's Illinois by Erica Holst, a richly illustrated compendium of 22 historic buildings in the Abraham Lincoln National Heritage Area, includes houses, a hotel, and an art center, all of which are open to the public. Each site links today's visitors with a place Lincoln lived, a home of a Lincoln friend or colleague, or a spot that illuminates Lincoln's era and legacy in Central Illinois. Along with dozens of modern and historical photographs, entries contain explorations of historical connections to Lincoln and detailed information about exceptional features and artifacts. Complete with maps, the showcase of Illinois heritage is a handy guide for day trips, extended tours, or armchair adventures. Charles B. Strozier, author of Your Friend Forever, A. Lincoln, The Enduring Friendship of Abraham Lincoln and Joshua Speed, says, "If a picture is worth a thousand words, this book is priceless. Learned, informative, and intriguing, Looking for Lincoln in Illinois, Historic Houses of Lincoln's Illinois proudly showcases a new social history that brings historic sites alive. I warmly recommend it for all Americans who have rediscovered Lincoln in a troubled era." Presenting 50 Abraham Lincoln stories, some familiar and beloved, some fresh and unexpected, Looking for Lincoln in Illinois, Lincoln Springfield, by Brian C. Andreessen, is a carefully researched, richly illustrated guide to the Springfield, Illinois locations on the Looking for Lincoln story trail. The storyboards connect Lincoln-related tales to the geographical locations where they occurred, giving visitors, and now readers, a tour of the social and cultural landscape of Lincoln's 19th century world, while revealing the very human Lincoln known by friends and associates. This book celebrates the trail as a rich historical resource, featuring the original storyboards produced for Springfield and including 12 additional stories and more than 150 illustrations. Engaging stories in the book bring Lincoln Springfield to life. Lincoln created controversy with his temperance address, which he delivered in a church on 4th Street in February 1842. He unexpectedly married Mary Todd in her sister's home on the edge of Springfield later that year. The Lincoln Sons used to harness dogs and cats to small wagons and drive them around the dirt streets of town. When Lincoln visited his dentist, he applied his own chloroform because the practice of analgesia was not yet common. He reportedly played the ballgame fives in a downtown alley while waiting for news of his presidential nomination. And boxing heavyweight champion John C. Heenan visited the presidential candidate in October 1860. Through texts, historical photographs and images, and maps, including one key to the story locations in downtown Springfield, readers of this fascinating volume are invited to imagine social and cultural landscapes that have been lost in time. You can buy your own copies of these excellent Looking for Lincoln titles from our website at siupress.com. Join us next week to hear about a book making its paperback debut in March. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.